Well, it's good to be saved tonight, ain't it? I feel like I have fell amongst the right crowd. Amen. Boy, it's good to be around people that just want to go to church. Amen. I'll be honest with you. I don't fit everywhere. But I'm glad that where I do fit, the Lord fits. And I'm thankful that He's in this place tonight. Amen. I appreciate the opportunity and the privilege to be here. And we was under this tabernacle just a few days ago, and it was another season and another time. And I was sweating down to my socks under here. And boy, times have changed. Amen. And I thank the Lord tonight that He's in this place with us. Amen. And I bless His name. Thank God for that good singing. Thank God for that good worship. I'm glad that it doesn't make me uncomfortable to be around folks that are worshiping the Lord. Matter of fact, I'll be honest with you, it makes me uncomfortable when folks aren't worshiping the Lord. Somebody said, "Preacher, is all that hooping and hollering bother you?" No, it's when you can hear crickets. That's what bothers me. Amen. When you can hear a roach walk out, that's when it bothers me. Amen. And I have been there and preached there. Somebody say amen. But I'm glad that I have fell amongst my people tonight. Amen. Well, I'm glad that we've got the same Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank God for His Spirit tonight. If you have your Bible with you, and I trust that you do, I want you to go to the book of Romans, find chapter 11, and stand up with us all over the tabernacle. And Romans chapter 11. And I want us to begin reading tonight in verse number 2, Romans 11 and verse number 2. If you are there in your Bible, say amen. Amen. The Bible says, "God hath not cast away His people which He foreknew." Isn't that a good promise in the year we live in? "What, ye know not what the Scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets, digged down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? And I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal." Let me say it tonight. You may feel like you're by yourself, but you're not. You may feel like you're the last one standing, but you're not. Thank God, I'm glad in meetings like this we can be reminded that there are others trying to stand in that gap. Now, notice verse number 5, and this is where my heart is tonight. "Even so then at this present time, also there is a," here's my word for the night, "there is a remnant according to the election of grace." We find that word again in chapter 9, verse 27. And as I studied this, I found that 93 times in Scripture, the word remnant is referenced, and 93 times, God shows an interest in the remnant. And I want us to pray tonight and ask the Lord's help. Heavenly Father, I thank You tonight for Your goodness, and Lord, thank You for Your grace. I ask You, Lord, to do what we cannot. I ask You, God, to fill us with Your power. God, purge us and wash us and use us tonight. May we give You honor and glory, and may Your church receive help in Jesus' name. And God's people send, amen. You can be seated. Tonight, as we come to verse number 5, I must be true to the Scripture, and I must say that God is interested in a remnant. As a matter of fact, the remnant is found all throughout Scripture. It is found pertaining to the nation of Israel. I want you to understand something, that as long as God is on the throne, there will be a remnant that will testify of His goodness. Matter of fact, I believe tonight that we are living in the last of the last days. Can I get a witness right there? I believe that soon and very soon the trumpet will sound and we'll be carried out. But I want you to also understand, I do not believe God is done. I don't believe that the Lord is through. I don't believe that the Holy Ghost has left the scene. I know there's a crowd that teaches that God is just done and the Laodicean church is hopeless, but if God was done, we wouldn't be here. We'd be over there. I know we're living in the last days. And I know that they're not doing this everywhere. And I know that the church has turned, and for the main part, to apostasy. And they're heaping together teachers having itch and ear. But you better listen to me tonight. Even in these last Laodicean days, there is still a remnant that is sticking by the stuff. In the last days, there is a remnant. And I want to say to you, and I don't want to get too deep tonight, and I don't want to get off course, but even after the rapture of the church, there will be a remnant that will testify of the grace of God. God will supernaturally raise up preachers. He will send out missionaries in the tribulation period, and some of the best preaching that's ever been preached will take place when we're not here, and God, through His providential plan, will work a work in a remnant even after the rapture of the church. God is interested in remnants tonight. Now, I don't want to talk about the remnant of the church. And I don't really want to talk about the remnant of Israel, but I would like to talk to you about the fact that God has shown an interest time and time again in the remnant. And I want to say to you tonight, He's interested in the remnant of your life. I saw this word and I began to look at it and pray on it and ponder on it. And Brother Ken, I found myself at Walmart. Somebody ought to thank God for Walmart. I found myself at Walmart on a Sunday morning. And I went back, I went to a place that I had never been in Walmart. I know where the sporting goods section is. Can I get a witness right there? But there was some uncharted territory I found in Walmart. There's a place back there where they sell sewing machines and needles and thread and material and all that. I found myself back there in that section. And there was a big bundle set off on the side of a table. Lord, I feel like preaching tonight. I asked that woman, I said, "Now, what is all of this?" She said, "This is our remnant table." She said, "These are the remnant pieces." She said, I said, "Ma'am, tell me," I knew what the Bible said. I said, "But ma'am, you tell me exactly what is a remnant." She said, "Sir," hallelujah. She said, "A remnant is what is left when the best part's already been taken." She said, "When folks come in and we roll out a big roll of material, we cut it off," she said, "we can just sell it so much." And she said, "When you get down to the end, those few little old patches," she said, "they're not worth anything. You can't do anything with them. The best part's already been taken." And so she said, "We just wrap up the remnants and hope that somebody's going to want them." She said, "What I want to say to you tonight, that a remnant is just a piece. It's just a leftover of something that used to be. It is the small portion of something that was, but it's not nearly what it used to be." Now, I told you tonight that God is interested in remnants. And there may be somebody here that says, "Preacher, everybody in here looks real good. Everybody in here looks real sharp. Everybody in here looks real religious. I'm not sure I fit in with this crowd." I want you to listen to me real close tonight. I'll tell you what we are. We may hide behind a tie. We may hide behind a haircut. But the truth of the matter is, we're just leftover pieces of what we used to be. Thanks be to God. Hey, the best part had been taken, but He was still interested in us. Oh, somebody in here tonight may have given your best years to the devil. You may have wasted years and decades of heartache, and the devil comes by and says, look at what a mess you made. You don't have anything to give God. You don't have anything that God could use. I want you to understand something. The devil's exactly right. But God didn't save you for what you can do for Him. He saved you for what He can do for you. May He give your best years to the devil. May He give your best decades to the devil. And come to the Lord, washed up and broke up, and saying, I've made a mess of things, but there's a God in glory who's interested in the leftover pieces of life. Them leftovers, them remnants, they're not good for much. I was coming through, we was building that church building we're in now, and I was coming through Dalton, Georgia, and I seen a sign out on the road, said carpet. $2.25 a yard, square yard. I said, praise God, that's Baptist price. Amen. Independent Baptist price. Somebody say amen. I whooped in there, walked in that place. I said, fella, I need some of that $2.25 a square yard carpet. He said, I got it right back here. We walked back there. Preacher Ken, I ain't lying to you. It was 3 foot wide and 60 foot long. I said, unless we build a church full of hallways, I don't see where we're going to use that very much. He said, well, he said, this is a remnant piece. This is a leftover piece. And he said, we're just trying to get rid of it because nobody cares about the leftover pieces. Nobody can use the leftover pieces. They don't bring a whole lot to the table, and so they just get thrown out because nobody's interested in the leftover remnant pieces. I'm glad to know tonight that God is interested in the leftover pieces. I was coming up, we didn't have much, and what we did have, we was thankful to have. But can I get a witness right here? You can take a group of youngins that starving to death. I'm talking about on the edge of eternity to hear them tell it. Somebody say amen. I'm starving. We'd come in the house. Mama would open up that loaf of bread. And them little hands that was just about to die without a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. We'd always reach in. Now you mamas know what I'm fixing to say. A brand new loaf of bread. You get to the end of that loaf and what two pieces are left? Them end pieces. Them little old stubby all brown end pieces. Am I preaching? Is that right tonight? I mean, every time we'd reach right over it and get that next one. And we'd go back and we'd reach over it again until you got down there in that bag. And there wasn't but two pieces left. That's them leftover pieces. But Brother Ken, I got a daddy that can make a sandwich out of anything he can get to sit still long enough. Amen. I got any sandwich eaters under the tabernacle tonight? Ain't some pineapple sandwich eaters in this crowd. I can tell right now, there's some bologna eating sandwich folk in this place tonight. My daddy'd reach in that bag, and what all of us had picked over and turned our nose up at, I'm about to run on a Monday night. What we had picked over and turned our nose up at, daddy'd reach in there and take those two end pieces. He'd put some mayonnaise on there, salt and pepper, cut a tomato about that thick, slap it down in between those end leftover pieces, eat it, and smile like he just won the lottery. You know why? Because Daddy wasn't afraid of leftover pieces. Woo! Some of y'all ain't getting this, and some of y'all about to go with me. Daddy, he liked them leftover pieces. And what everybody else had picked over, he had a place for it. I want to say something to you tonight. You let First Baptist get all the money, folk. You let First Presbyterian pick out the country club crowd. I got news for you tonight. I've got a God in glory who's interested in the leftover pieces. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, said while everybody, the devil's out there getting the wise and the strong and the mighty, he said God will take the weak. He'll take the foolish. He'll take the things that are not. And that's what he'll choose on his side. Now the reason some of y'all ain't getting no help, because you think you are somebody. Reason some of y'all can't shout is you think you are the pick of the litter. But I'm going to be honest with you tonight. We're nothing but a bunch of leftovers, a bunch of has-beens, a bunch of never-would-bes. But the grace of God is interested in leftovers. He'll go down there and say, I know that don't nobody else want it, but I'll take it. I know that it don't bring a lot to the table, and ain't a lot we can do with it, but I'll take it, because I'm a God who has always been interested in the remnant, in the leftovers, in that pile that nobody else is interested in. I want to say to you, first of all, that a remnant is just a piece. It's just a portion of what it used to be. And some of us in here tonight, we look back with a broken heart and realize the days we wasted. Can I get a witness right there? And the years that we floundered away. Well, I'm glad when we came to God, He didn't turn us back because we wasn't everything that we could have been. I'm glad He didn't send us back because we didn't bring all our potential to the table. I'm glad God's interested in pieces tonight. Everywhere you went around Jesus, they was a crippled up, lamed up bunch that nobody else wanted. People that were sitting on the side of the road and everybody else got embarrassed and said, won't you be quiet? Don't you know he's passing by? And old boy said, yeah, that's why I can't get quiet, because I know he's a passing by. Oh, there's people hung around Jesus that used to have seven devils in them. There's people that hung around Jesus that was born lame and blind. But thanks be to God, He didn't have the religious hierarchy in His congregation. And He didn't have the leaders of the community follow Him everywhere He went. But He had a group of people that were nothing but pieces and leftovers. And Jesus liked that crowd. Well, I'm glad God's interested in pieces tonight. Number one, I'm trying to move along. Number one, that remnant is just a piece. Just a portion of what it used to be. But I want to say to you secondly tonight, that remnant is not only a piece, but it has a pattern. You know, what I hold in my hand tonight is just a portion of what it once was. But we see tonight very clearly that within this portion there is a pattern. It is a plaid pattern. It's navy blue with some red and cream. And we see what it is now. But here's what I want to say to you. And I hope you can stay with me right here. Is the parts that you don't see look just like the parts that you can see? See, tonight, I look at my life and I see the grace of God from one side to the other. Well, God's been good to me. I can show you some help right there. God's been good to me. I've got a family tonight that loves me. I've got a church where I can worship. I've got friends that'll stand by me. I've got the Word of God. I've got the Holy Ghost on the inside. When I look at my life, I see the pattern of God's grace. How many of you agree tonight that when you look at your life right now, I'm talking about right now, when you look at your life right now, you can see the pattern of God's goodness in your life. Now here's what I want to say. Even the parts that are gone. Hallelujah. Even the parts that are wasted. Even the parts that you can't see. I didn't know it then, Brother Ken. But they had just as much grace in them as it does right now. You see, I was cursing His name back yonder, but He was still loving me. I was mocking Him back yonder, but He was still loving me. I was running from Him back yonder, but He was still running after me. I'm trying to tell you that God's good to us tonight, but before you ever knew Him, He was still good to you. Here we are tonight worshiping, and God's good. But when we was cursing, God was still good. Here we are tonight loving Him, and He's good. But when I hated Him, He still loved me. Oh, there's a pattern, and it goes beyond what I can see. It goes back to stuff that's gone and done. But even back then, He was still being good to me. Let me ask you a question. Where would you be tonight if God hadn't put a pattern of grace in your life? What if God would have waited for you to pile up on an altar before He ever showed you any mercy or any grace? You'd have not lived long enough to find that altar. If the devil had his way, you'd have been dead long before you ever heard the gospel. If the devil had his way, you'd been dead on the side of the road in a car somewhere. You'd been shot in some nightclub somewhere. You'd be laid up with a needle in your veins, overdose somewhere. But when I didn't know it, and when I didn't see it, and when I was wasting it, God was still being good in my life. I can look now and I can see it clearly. But I got enough sense to know that the pieces that are gone still look just like the piece that's left. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. I'm glad God didn't wait for me to turn a new leaf before He started being good to me. I don't know if some of y'all agree with that or not tonight, but I don't really care. I'm going to say it again. God didn't wait for me to repent before He started being good to me. When I was wicked and full of hell and going to hell, He was still being good to me. Well, you look at where we ought to be tonight. If the devil had his way, and I can look and see His grace now, but I just want to testify. Before I got here, He's still being good. There's a pattern. There's a pattern. Now, I was talking to that lady in Walmart. And I like to have me a Holy Ghost spell. Right there in the middle of the scissors and the needles. Because I asked her. I said, ma'am. And she didn't know I was writing a sermon. She thought I was a shopping. I said, ma'am. And I never thought. I said, ma'am. I said, now, this thing's just a piece. And I see the pattern. I said, but what in the world do you do? Who in the world comes down and buys all these? She said, well, she said, there's some ladies that'll come down about once a month. And said, they'll buy all of our pieces. And said, she said, now, all by theirself, they're not much to look at. And you ain't gonna make no sweater out of that. And you ain't gonna make no shirt out of that. And you ain't gonna cover no couch out of that. said, all by theirself, they're really, she said, if they all by theirself, they end up in the trash can. She said, but we do have some folks that'll come by and pick them up. I'm looking for a place to run here in a second. Said they'll pick them up and said they'll get a bunch of those little old bitty pieces and said they'll put them all together and said by the time they put them together, they ain't much on their own. But thank God, there's something when you get them put together. Y'all know what we are tonight? We're just a bunch of little old bitty pieces that would have ended up in the trash can alive. Had nothing to offer. Had nothing I could do. Had no purpose in life. Had no reason to get out of the bed. But God, I said, but God, God knew where there's a bunch of other little old bitty nothing pieces. God knew where there's a bunch of other remnants that was headed for the dumpster. And God said, he ain't nothing, and he ain't nothing, and she ain't nothing. But I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll put them together. And if I put them together, thanks be to God, they can be something. Oh, hallelujah. You know what the church is tonight? We're a bunch of nothings that could do nothing. And we were headed nowhere. But God in glory stopped by the remnant cell and said, that one's been used up, but I think I got a place on the quilt I can use them. That one's out of style. That one's out of date. That one ain't pretty to look at. But I think I can find a place on the quilt. I think I can use them anyhow. Boy, here we are tonight. A bunch of nothings and nobodies. But God found a place for me on the quilt. And I want you to understand something tonight. All of us would be nothing without Him, first of all. But I want to say thank God not only for Him. I want to say thank God not only for Him. I want to say thank God for you. And I'm glad God picked us up out of every walk of life. God picked us up out of every corner of life. And said there'll be nothing by themselves. But I got a place on the quilt. Probably ain't a woman in here would go have her a shirt made out of that right there. Ain't none of y'all getting that stitched up for curtains anytime soon. But boy, I tell you something. When it gets cold at night, I ain't reaching over there for that one with the frills on it. When them breezes get to blowing, I ain't reaching over there for that one with all the embroidery. Give me that one that was put together with love. Give me that one that was stitched together piece by... Some of y'all are going to die if you stay out of the church house. You're going to blow away if you stay out of the church. But I'll tell you what I come to do tonight. Oh, yes, sir. Those pieces and those leftovers. God's got a place for all them little old nothings that was going nowhere. God said, I've got a place. Ain't that what the church is, Brother Ken? Ain't that who we are? Everybody I've ever seen come in thought there's somebody that didn't last very long. I mean, if you don't name a pew after them or put a plaque on the baptistry, if you don't honor them somewhere, they ain't going to hang around long. Them little old remnants show up and say, I ain't got to sing every service. I'm just proud to be here. Hey, preacher ain't got to call my name from the pulpit every other Sunday. I'm just glad to be here. Hey, they ain't got to print my name in the bulletin. I'm just proud to be here. Thanks be to God. I'm just a remnant, and I'm glad to be a part of the quilt. God is interested in the leftover pieces. And I'm glad tonight because that's all I am. But I want to bless His name. I want to bless His name that I found a place on the quilt. And I'm glad that instead of ending up in the dumpster, God found a place He could use me. I want y'all to come on, get ready to sing. Here's the invitation tonight. Saved folk ought to pile up all over this altar and say, Lord, thank You that though I didn't bring anything to the table, and I didn't come loaded with talent and ability, and God, though I'd given my best away, Lord, thank You for loving me anyhow. Some of them need to come tonight and get right with God and get back in fellowship with Your church. It's cold out there by yourself. Boy, I'm glad there's a place on the quilt. I'm glad God will take you. Leftovers and all. He'll use you tonight. Y'all come on.